right, we want to welcome in one of our favorite guests. We have followed her career for many years. She's like a member of the family here at the Broadcast House. Let's bring in Jennifer McAdams. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Lucas.
Good morning.
So you are the new executive director for the Nation Ford Land Trust.
I am. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Yes, thanks.
Jen, this is fantastic. So what do you want our audience to know about the Nation Ford Land Trust?
Well, I think the first thing is that we're here and how important the work that the Land Trust is doing. So we're really committed to the preservation and conservation of the county's natural resources. So we hold conservation easements for a lot of big properties that people don't realize we're involved with. So we hold the conservation easement for the Anne Springs Closed Greenway. We hold it for Catawba River Bend Park. In total, we've got about 1,600 acres held in easement or ownership across the county. And the goal of this is to protect and preserve this in perpetuity so that as our county continues to grow, which is important, and continues to prosper, we're also taking care of our natural resources and preserving and protecting our natural resources as well.
So what does protecting those properties or those the easement piece, what exactly does that entail?
Right. So that's one of the hard parts of this job, right, is it's trying to explain this kind of complex legal instrument, which is a conservation easement.
Sorry for the pressure.
No. But it's so important that both the community and property owners understand what it is, because what it is a legal instrument. So we record an easement on the property, and it just says that for the remainder of that property's life, it has restrictions on its development. And that's another common misconception with conservation easements, is that property owners can't do anything. And that's not true. There's lots of things, agricultural uses, some limited residential uses. The goal is, again, to protect and preserve those ecosystems that are on the property. So the easement is just an instrument that limits what can happen there in the future, forever.
So if a developer wants to come in and develop a mall, a housing development, do you all then spring into action and say, great, we love that, but we would like for you to reserve XYZ number of acres for green space?
Typically, okay. We're not proactive in that way, though I think that's a great idea. It would be great. And there's actually a good example of some partnerships like that. The trail at Mason's Bend that goes along the Catawba River, we actually worked with Duke Energy and hold the conservation easement on that. So I think there is an opportunity, for example, when developers enter development agreements and are required to establish open space, then we would come in and be the legal instrument that ensures that's in place and monitored in perpetuity again. So that's a great example. But we also reach out to property owners across the county just to let them know what we do, that this is an opportunity. We do have partnerships in place with the South Carolina Conservation Bank and York County Forever. So we are actually able to help offset some of the future cost of that for property owners. And again, without typically limiting their use in a way that really impacts what they're doing right now with their land.
Jennifer McAdams is the new executive director for the Nation Ford Land Trust. How long has the Land Trust been around?
The Land Trust has been around, I think, close to 35 years. Okay. We had our annual meeting this week. Bernie Ackerman was there and was honored because he was one of the founding members. The board actually named our first inaugural award for Bernie Ackerman and the service he's had both with the Land Trust and just overall in conservation in York County.
And Jennifer, if this didn't exist, if the Land Trust did not exist, what would happen? We would still see green space, but it would be few and far between, and it would be always on the verge of being overtaken by development?
It could be, okay. Right? And so that really is the importance of the Land Trust, is ensuring that those protections are in place and monitored by an external entity. Because I think every time we enter one of these, obviously the property owners we're working with, this is what they want. It's as the property begins to change hands. And so the work that we're doing isn't just important for today, it's important for all of our future generations, because this is recorded and carries with the land no matter how many times it changes hands.
And I know that it's its own separate entity, but do you have to work with like the city officials, county, state? Like, do you work with all of those other entities? What does that, like, who do you, I guess, report to, or who... Who are conversations being had with, I guess, is my question.
So we are an independent board, so we don't really report to any of those entities, but partnerships are the heart of what we do. Right. So York County has been an incredible partner with us through the York County Forever Commission, but also just overall through their support of the work we're doing. Catawba Bend is a great example, right? So the leadership at York County saw and recognized, what was that, 2 or 3 years ago, the importance of not just preserving that land, but also putting the protections in place to ensure that that land stays preserved no matter what happens as the county continues to grow. But again, we hold easements in every single municipality in York County. And so those relationships, not just with government officials, but with landowners, with groups like the South Carolina Conservation Bank, there's the South Carolina Land Trust Network. So again, really building relationships across the state is so crucial to the work we do.
Well, we want to see growth. Like we like when things pop up. They're a convenience in our life, but they don't make land anymore. That's the one thing you can't make. And so you got to protect what you have. And thank goodness, in your example with the county and the Catawba Bend, they looked at the pros and cons, right? And they said we could put a housing development there or some other development, but we want to earmark that for land, right? And for our folks that live here to be able to get outside and enjoy the great outdoors. As simple as that is not a luxury for a lot of folks.
It's really not. And I think balanced and sustainable growth really is the key to the work we're doing. And I think advocating for that across the county is so important.
Well, we're a little biased, but we're excited that you're in this role as the new executive director for the Nation Ford Land Trust. Jennifer, real quick, how can folks either get involved or where can they follow along what goes on with you all?
We do have a website, so nationfordlandtrust.org, and we are in the midst of our membership drive, so would love to have members of the community go to our website, join as members. Individual memberships are only $30. We're on Instagram, so go find us on Instagram and start to follow what we're doing.
Okay, great. Jennifer, it was great catching up with you. We will continue to follow your success.